Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As the world continues to grapple with the challenges of climate change, the effect of global warming continues to be manifest in documented melting of sea ice and the shifting boundaries of the polar regions. In 2008, the countries with territory that border the Arctic Ocean, Russia, America, Canada, Denmark, and Norway, agreed to allow the United Nations to rule on competing claims on the seabed, what lies on the ocean floor under the continental shelf, up to 350 nautical miles from the shore. But what is also evident is that the disappearing sea ice offers greater accessibility on the surface to new sea routes across the top of the world. Much has been written about the Northwest Passage, connecting the Atlantic to the Pacific, across the top of Canada and the United States, as an historical adventure for intrepid explorers and an occasional modern yachtsman who have wound their way, usually west to east, along a barren coast and through islands of ice when conditions were just right for a much-acclaimed journey. The economic implications of such a route have only recently begun to be considered and publicly discussed. But what about the Northeast Passage, the northern sea route across the top of Russia? This, too, has had its expeditionary history. Since the 11th century, the Pomors, Russian settlers and traders on the coast of the White Sea, had been exploring the route. In 1525, a Russian diplomat named Gerasimov first put forward the concept of an open connection. Simultaneously, Western nations, such as England and the Netherlands, had been investigating the route as an alternative passage to India and China, obviating the need for the much longer route around Africa, a need later gratified by the development of the Suez Canal. In the north, the most promising early attempt was the 1596 expedition by the Dutch navigator Wilhelm Varentz, who discovered Spitsbergen and Bear Island and rounded the north of Novaya Semla. It was not until 1878 that the Finnish-Swedish explorer Nordenskjöld successfully made the passage from west to east during the Vega expedition. The situation is, of course, of particular interest to Russia. Following the 1917 revolution, the seaway was used primarily for internal transport using steamboats and icebreakers. The route was opened more widely to commercial exploitation in 1935 and continued to the 1990s, when, with the breakup of the Soviet Union, it went into decline and regular shipping could operate only from Murmansk to Dodinka in the west and from Vladivostok to Bevek in the east. However, the full northern sea route became clear of receding ice in 2005. NASA images reveal that the last blockage in the Laptev Sea had melted in August 2008, the first time that it and the Northwest Passage had both been open for 125,000 years. As a result, the Beluga Group, based in Bremen, has announced that it will use the northern sea route for scheduled shipping from early 2009, cutting 4,000 nautical miles off the journey between Germany and Japan. An international research program involving more than 350 scientists from 14 countries has been sponsored by Russia, Japan, and Norway to study the full implication of this sudden new possibility on a pristine environment and the global economy. Thus, as the climate debate continues and the consequent policies and legal structures wait to be defined and implemented, the indisputable facts present an immediate reality and assert the urgency of an immediate international response. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole, in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.